Contract negotiations resume today between Pinellas County Schools and its teachers' union. This afternoon in Feather Sound, Superintendent Julie Jansen addressed the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club. Between the academic year that just finished and the one coming up, Jansen says the district has made tens of millions of dollars in cost reductions.
We've actually cut this year in our budget, this past year, $26.8 million, and we've built in another $37.6 million for this coming school year. So in 2 years, that's a significant amount of money to cut. We have really trimmed all of the edges, and if it wasn't for the stimulus dollars to help add the additional things that we need in the classroom, I'm not sure where we would be. I'd probably be on the corner with my little tin can. We've had a decrease in the base student allocation of about $255, and the closing of schools, we closed six schools and we combined others. We took five schools and made them into two.
On Tuesday, the Hillsborough County School Board voted to suspend its attendance incentives because of fears they would motivate students to come to school, even if sick, potentially increasing the chance of swine flu outbreak. Jansen says Pinellas needs to reevaluate its attendance incentives as well.
We have attendance incentives now, but towards the end of the year last year, some of our teachers came to us and said that the incentives, the way they were structured, actually encouraged the students not to come to school towards the end. They could get up to 10 days. So we've held back on that policy, so we're in the process of rewriting it. And absolutely, we have to really take into account all of the additional factors. So that will be something to be looked at. We just haven't finalized what we're going to do yet.
In January of last year, Floridians passed Amendment 1, which considerably lowered property taxes. When he campaigned for its passage, Governor Charlie Crist promised that education would be held harmless. But Jansen says that the amount the legislature allocates to school districts has gone down.
They rolled a lot of the ones that were actual categorical funds, they rolled those into the basic. So it looked as if it was kept the same, but it really wasn't. And so it really translated to a couple hundred dollars a student less. But you know what? You can't be too critical about that because there is a whole lot less money. But I do believe that a clear message needs to be made by our legislators that education is the most important asset that we have. Are we a little disappointed? Absolutely, that we really didn't get held harmless.
The school district declared an impasse in contract negotiations with its teachers last month. They resumed negotiations Thursday morning. Jansen says, quote, "I'm not sure how much wiggle room we're going to have."
Obviously, we would like to have a contract ready for our teachers. We want to be fair. We want to ensure our constituents as well. I mean, my board members are elected officials, that we aren't putting the burden on their backs by giving raises. And, I mean, we've had clear direction from the state that, yes, you have the ARRA money, the stimulus money, for 2 years, but you would be foolish to add, you know, your expenses more now when in 2 years, you know, there's that significant cliff. So we've got to be very frugal and plan and put some money away for at the end of the 2 years.
Because of declining revenue from a referendum going toward teacher pay, classroom teachers are likely to see a decrease in pay of just under $300 in the upcoming year. Kim Black, president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, says, quote, "Both sides have a proposal on the table, and we just have to see how it goes. But we're definitely working toward a compromise and reaching the best possible package for our teachers."
As you know, in the summer, the district had proposed a two-day furlough for teachers. The other piece that they imposed in July was the 290 salary reduction, and that has been an ongoing issue through the grievance procedure.
Black hopes that rather than taking a straight pay cut for the referendum shortfall, that teachers could instead take the equivalent time, about a day, as unpaid furlough. But Jansen insists that wouldn't be possible because of trying to be very fair to every group of employees.
We bargain with all of our groups, and only the teachers get the referendum. And so what would happen is the teachers would be being treated differently than everybody else. So I'm not sure that we could do that because they bargain on behalf of all their groups. And the only group that has received the referendum money are the teachers. And so they are the only ones that are impacted. Now, we have picked up additional percentages for our insurance, and that was $1,025 on average for every employee. We picked up more of their insurance.
Teachers Union President Kim Black holds firm to the idea that teacher pay should not be reduced.
I can only speak for the teacher group, as I am the president of the Classroom Association. However, I don't think that it was fair to arbitrarily reduce teacher salaries in isolation.
Superintendent Jansen says her goal is to not force employees to take any furlough days or leaves without pay.
Well, we're trying to end up with no leaves without pay is what we're doing. By pulling whatever we have rolled over from last year that had been budgeted but didn't get spent. And we asked everyone to really hold tight if they didn't have to spend it. So we're trying to get that $4.5 million from what we're carrying forward so there would not be any. I mean, that would be the ideal, to not have any of any leaves without pay.
If the two sides can't come to a compromise, it will go to a special magistrate. But Union President Black is concerned that rather than using an in-house attorney to represent them, Pinellas Schools has hired an outside labor attorney, Tom Gonzalez.
If both parties just cannot agree, and obviously we are continuing through the impasse process, the special magistrate has been chosen, and the date will be set for us to present our cases to him. And then he will make a decision, and he will also provide that to the school board. So I'm sure we will know something early fall.